Oh, good morning. 8:40, Brack Hunter.
I would be Luigi, you would be Mario because you're shorter.
Yeah, well, everyone picks Mario. Mario's the face of the franchise, so yeah.
Well, you know what? Luigi's more athletic.
Yeah.
Everybody ends up picking Luigi because they need to beat the level.
Well, Mario's got a bigger penis, so there you go.
Fat chance, funny boy.
That? All girth. He's like he's like Ron Jeremy. That's how
all girthy.
All girth.
It's so dark.
Yeah.
My God.
Hey, it's been proven that girth is more important than length.
So you can't just say that. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's not been proven.
Yeah.
And it's not true.
Yeah. You want
come on.
A thin little
kickstand? Is that what you
you want a tuna can or a kickstand? All right. You anyway.
How do we get into that?
It is weird.
From Mario to your junk.
What you get. This is a show, man. You should know by now. There's no rhyme or reason to this thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brock and Hunter hanging out on a wonderful Wednesday morning. Sunshine, it's beautiful, gorgeous out.
Really selling it.
Yeah. It's just a gorgeous. I mean, the show still sucks, but, you know, it's a nice day out. So.
It is. It's been a perfect week. It's going to be the perfect week. It's going to continue to be the perfect week. Get outside. Really enjoy this.
Well, the weekend is supposed to be rainy, so, you know,
is it?
Of course. Yeah.
Well, then get outside now.
Yeah. Call off work.
This is very rare what's happening right now. It's the middle of August, and it's not blazing hot.
Yeah, we're not sweating our balls off.
Does that mean it's going to be hot in September?
Or we're going to get an early... Who knows? Well, I'd ask a weatherman, but they have no idea what they're talking about. So, yeah, let's just... We'll just figure it out.
How about some of those pop-up thunderstorms? Was it last week?
Dude, they were nuts, man. They were nuts.
There was one, man. Lightning bolt right outside. Boom!
Yeah.
Something I like about that. My cats. Oh, my. Ow. I've never seen a cat hit a ceiling, dude.
You poor cat.
Boom, dude. Oh, they go flying.
Yeah. You get flashbanged by God. It's crazy.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah. But no, yeah, get outside. Don't listen to the radio. Just go outside. It's much better. Much better. Anyway, hey, we got to keep removing here. It is time for everyone's new favorite.
Take your radio outside.
You could do that, I guess. Yeah, but we don't want to ruin their day for them, right? Like, this could be nice, but we got these idiots on here. This is terrible. like I was saying, it is time for everyone's new favorite bit. It's time for Stupid Quickies.
Drop it.
Drop it. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. It works for this. Let's kick it off with this. A 20-year-old man in New York was arrested after police allegedly found 420 pounds of marijuana in his car.
Well,
420 pounds.
That's
a coincidence.
That's ironic.
Coincidence, right? He was charged with possession with intent to distribute. You think?
Wait, 420 pounds, you said?
Yeah, 420 pounds.
What was he driving?
I don't know. Yeah, you need a big trunk. That's a lot of weed, man.
You know how much weed? Just type that into your Google. 420 pounds of weed. Look how much. That's a lot of weed.
That's a lot of weed, man. Because, I mean, even a pound of weed, that's a good chunk. 420 pounds.
Yeah, what was he driving? A U-Haul?
It had to be like a SUV. I don't think it was like a Kia Sorento or something like that. It's probably pretty good shocks on that thing.
How much is that? Like physically, like how much would that fill a room?
You're going to make me do math here? Hold on a second. Okay.
You Google it. 400 pounds
Hold
of weed.
I'm going to do dimensions.
That is a pile of weed.
Dimensions of a pound of weed.
I mean, those bricks, don't they come in like the pound bricks?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a big, it's, yeah.
So 420 of those.
I don't know, man. They don't have dimensions of this.
Why are you stuffing that into a car? That's just my question.
Yeah. He must be a dad because dads are really good at packing cars. That's what it is.
It's like Tetris, man.
It is. You know? You got to put it in the right place.
Could you imagine being the car directly behind that one going on the highway?
Wait, someone hit a skunk?
I mean, it's been like that for...
It's a lot.
For miles.
Very pungent. Very pungent. Anyway, you get all excited talking about all that weed. All right, calm down there, Cheech. What about this? People on social media are freaking out over an eco-friendly, reusable toilet cloth, which you clean in a washing machine after use. We don't need this, folks.
Wait. So they're saying that you wipe with the thing?
So no. You clean the toilet with it. Jesus.
I mean, it's kind of the same. It's almost the same thing.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Yeah. No, we don't need this. This is not something that is needed, all right? Just let's keep certain
What happened to the old toilet brush?
Well, apparently that's not eco-friendly enough. No,
what do you
I
mean
think
it's
that's
not eco. You don't throw it away.
Well, you don't throw it away, and it's more eco-friendly than doing a bunch of loads of wash just to wash the reusable toilet cloth. Yeah.
Here's another thing. Yeah. It's like, I don't want that water floating around in the other clothes.
Exactly. What, are you going to throw it in with your undies and your T-shirts? No, that's gross, man. It's gross.
Thank God it's not for wiping. I thought that's what you meant at
no,
first.
No, Hunter, no.
Okay, so we're going back to the handkerchief thing. Do that, yeah, Grandpa.
I got my toilet bucket. Jesus, all right.
What's the outhouse?
That is disgusting, man.
It's like one of those paper towel dispensers, but it's just the cloth that gets, reused.
There's no way that's sanitary. None.
No, it's not.
Whoever thought that up. No, it cleans itself when it goes around. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
You tell me I got to wipe my hand. Just have a guy holding a towel over there. All right, it's fine. One of those bathroom attendants. All right. Enough of that. That's gross. Let's end with this. The World Health Organization, wants the internet's help in renaming monkeypox. Some of these suggestions so far include M-pox or Poxy McPoxface.
Poxy McPoxface. That's funny. Why do they want to rename it?
I guess it's given monkeys a bad name. Like
monkeys a real bad rap. Yeah. They're getting kind of pissed off about it. The monkeys don't know.
No, they don't know. They're monkeys. I don't know. I think monkeypox
are getting a little upset about it.
I think that kind of eases the blow a little bit. Like, hey, you know, cheeky little monkey. I got monkeypox. It's fine.
Monkeypox.
It's fine.
Monkeypox.
Or Pocky McPox face is pretty funny, too. So yeah, you know. I don't mind that one.
I don't want to make too light of the situation.
What are you planning on
fooling around? It's just like a big rash.
Yeah, it's something like that. I don't know. What are you planning on fooling around with a monkey anytime soon or something? What are you doing? Yeah, I'm going to see a monkey today. Going to the zoo. I don't give monkey
to the zoo.
Come on now. All right, there you go. That is your stupid quickies for a Wednesday. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Dana Carvey.